Anyone who has been a part of the mountain biking or Nordic skiing scene in Park City for the last 30 years knows Cindy Schwant. Ed Orschel has lived in Park City for decades and was the first person to arrive at the scene of the accident at about 7:15 on Monday evening. He has ridden many Tour de Suds races with Schwant over the years. He was on an evening ride just below the switchbacks on an upper section of the Prospector Trails called Foxtail.
You know, I knew immediately who she was. Oh, well, I knew her face immediately upon arriving because she was wearing her Team Sugar jersey. And you know, she's, like you said, she's a cyclist that has a lot of history here in Utah and Park City, and we got to be thankful for that. And, you know, we should be naming a trail after her and Tour de Suds about her.
Longtime Summit County resident Tom Noker says there was a group of trail enthusiasts, which she was a part of 40 years ago.
There were a whole group of people back in the early 80s who were, you know, they were the original trail builders in Park City. And you go all the way back to that time frame, there weren't really any trails at all, and they were just finding old miners' paths and connecting them by hand. And created basically the architecture for Mountain Trails Foundation. And of course that was all, you know, that was all done on the QT. It was bootleg, no approval, but.
Todd Henneman is co-owner of Storm Cycles Bicycle Shop at Kimball Junction. He met Schwant in the early 90s. He says she's been competing and winning for decades, and it was often tricky to find bikes that fit her small stature.
Active in traveling the mountain bike race scene, so just got to know him from that. And I mean, she's just been going clear back to the early 90s, kind of a staple for Park City as far as mountain biking goes. Always a leader in that, in mountain biking. I don't know, Cindy just continued to stay with it for as long as anyone I know as far as competing.
Schwant was well known for her affinity for the color purple. She's been a guide with Team Sugar for more than 15 years, and fellow guide Gina Werner says when the group goes out for their Tuesday night ride, they'll celebrate Schwant's vibrant life.
You know, she always won. She was the winner of the Tour de Suds rides every year. She made sure she was going to win that. Such a strong, experienced rider, and she knew the old trails inside and out.
Executive Director of Mountain Trails Charlie Sturgis says Schwant was one of his first customers in the early 80s when White Pine first opened on Main Street. He says everyone knew it was Cindy coming because she was clad in purple, and he confirms her reputation as a force to be reckoned on the mountain bike racing circuit. Werner says she and her Team Sugar mates are planning a memorial ride for a later date. For the Tuesday evening Team Sugar ride, she plans to pass around purple ribbon for bike decor so the group can commemorate Schwant's love of the sport. She was highlighted in the Utah Adventure Journal in 2009, a story covering the early days of mountain biking and racing in Utah. The link can be found on kpcw.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.